奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
创造宇宙万物的主宰。
A creator of the heavens and the earth.
天下万物之间人类的真神。
He is the true and living God of this earth.
你从一本造出万族。
From one man, you have made all the nations of this earth.
又按照你的形象创造了我们的先祖亚当夏娃。
You have created man in your image, our progenitors Adam and Eve.
你把他们圈在美好的园子里面。
You have placed them in a beautiful garden of Eden, the paradise.
你创造一切飞禽走兽生物。
You created all the living creatures on this earth.
你看一切都是美好。
And everything you have created, you saw it was good.
你让你的儿女享受在园子里面的一切美好。
You gave the most beautiful and wonderful luxuries and pleasures in this garden of Eden.
因为你对他们的爱。
Because you gave all these enjoyments out of your love.
你希望他们永远的存活在美好的世界里面。
You wish to give them the most everlasting blessing forever.
只是我们的先祖违背了您的命令。
Unfortunately, our progenitors refused to obey your command.
很不幸的，他们离开了您的面。
When they rebelled against you, they turned away from your face.
从那个时候，人类被圈在罪犯当中。
From that time forward, all mankind have been encircled in the sin of death.
但是我们在天上的父，你仍然爱着人类。
But our heavenly Father, you continue to love us in heaven above.
因此，你差遣你的独生子耶稣基督来到世上。
And that is why you sent your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
为的是要拯救所有的人类，能够再次回到。
Into this world so that he can save all mankind and to return him to be reconciled back to you, back to heavenly kingdom.
2000多年前，耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And 2,000 years ago, he came on this earth to die for our sins on the cross.
因为他的死，让我们的生命能够再次的活过来。
Through his death, we have been able to be resurrected and found alive again.
让我们的新生命能够再次被你所认定。
So that we can be born again to have a new life in you.
我们开出一条又真又活的道路。
You have opened a new and living way for us to come back to you.
让我们有机会再一次回到你身边。
So that we have the opportunity again to return to you.
主，今天我们所传扬的救人的福音，就是耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上的福音。
Lord, today the gospel that we proclaim is the gospel that Lord Jesus Christ has died for all mankind, so that we can be saved.
正如你所说的，你爱世人。
And just as you said, you love this world.
你愿意人人得救。
It is your will that all can be saved.
不分种族性别。
There is no difference in color or gender or in race.
你不只是犹太人的神。
Not only are you the God of the Jews.
你也是全人类的真神。
But you are also the God of all mankind.
主，我们今天感谢你，有很多的亲戚朋友来到面前。
Lord, we thank you that you have drawn so many friends to be among us today.
为的就是要寻求查考您救人的福音。
To seek your truth, the truth of salvation.
我们将今晚的聚会交在你手中。
We entrust this evening's service into your hands.
求主你圣灵亲自带领开启我们的心眼。
May your Holy Spirit move among us and open our hearts so we can understand.
让我们再次的更加认识您就是我们天上的父亲。
So that we can come to truly understand that you are our heavenly Father.
让我们再次的感受到耶稣基督在十字架上牺牲流出的宝血是为我们每一个人所流的。
Let us deeply understand and be grateful for the blood that you have shed on the cross through Jesus Christ to redeem us from our sins.
主，我们在见证你的福音之前。
Lord, before we proclaim your testimony and may bear witness,
我们诚恳地献上我们的感谢。
We sincerely offer up our prayers.
也求主你带领今天晚上的聚会。
We also ask you to personally guide our service this evening.
愿一切颂赞、荣耀、尊贵都归于我们在天上的父神。
May all glory, honor, and praise be unto our Father in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
请大家去默祷。
Let's all pray together.
阿门。
Amen.
奉主的圣名，在这边为主做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness for Him here.
今天有点紧张。
Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
我没有想到有这么多那个弟兄姐妹会留下，我还以为大概大概十到二那个二十位左右。
I didn't expect to find so many people here today.
但是很感谢神哦，神的允许让我今天能够站在这边为他做见证。
It is by the grace of God that I'm able to come here to bear witness for Him.
今年2018年，已经过了九个月了。
This year, 2018, 9 months has already passed.
我很感谢神在这九个月当中，一直让我在生活上体验到他。
And I really want to thank God that in every day of my life, I have been able to experience Him.
那在做见证之前，我想请教大家一个问题。
Now, before I begin my story, I'd like to ask everyone a question.
我想请教一下，那个见证哦，对我们每个人来讲的定义是什么？
What do you think is the meaning or purpose of testimony?
因为如果我们定义没有弄清楚，讲了一大堆见证啊，听听就是好像在听这个故事，听完就算了。
Because if we do not understand the definition of what a purpose of testimony is for, then it's just like listening to some stories and then it will fly out of your ear.
我想请教一下，见证，对我们自己来说的解释的定义是什么？
So what do you think is the true definition of testimony? 啊，
我们大家都听过很多见证了。
Many of us have heard many testimonies in this church.
就算没有信主的人哦，没这个心中没有神的话的人也有见证了，是不是？有吗？
Even people who do not believe in God has also their own testimonies.
那见证的定义是什么？
So then, what is the purpose of true testimony?
有没有大家？
Can someone try to attempt an answer?
如果没有，对我自己而言呢？啊，有，哎哎呀，啊。有没有？荣耀神啊，是不是？
She said to glorify God.
所以见证是荣耀神，是不是？
So you think testimony is to glorify God?
那见证是从哪来的？
So where does testimony come from?
荣耀神有很多方法，是不是？
There's many ways to glorify God's name.
刚刚我们唱诗是不是荣耀神？
When we were singing hymns, is that glorifying God?
是荣耀神哦。
Yeah, of course, it was glorifying God.
那我们见证，如果是荣耀神的话，那见证从哪来？
So if we're our testimony is to glorify God, then how is it different from hymns?
刚刚唱诗是从赞美诗，对不对？我们用声音借着赞美诗赞美神，荣耀神。
When we were singing hymns before, we offer up our praises to glorify God's name.
那见证呢？
So then, what is the difference of a testimony then?
谢谢。
So the sister,
是
the sister says that testimony is to share with everyone what we have heard, seen, touched, and looked upon in our gods that we can truly bear witness to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
好，所以刚刚这位姐妹嘛，哦，讲得很清楚，就见证，就是讲简单一点，就是我们生活亲身经历。
And so this is more simply stated, it is our personal experiences of God in our daily life.
那我们每一个人都有每天的生活都有一些不同的体验。
Now every one of us have many experiences in this life.
所以体验有很多种，所以我们的见证可能也会分很多不同的类型。
And because we have so many experiences in our life, we will have different categories.
所以第一种见证，我今天在这边跟大家分享哦，是稍微比较老一点的见证，是我在小学三年级所发生的。
So the first category testimony I'd like to share with everyone is a testimony from when I was in a grade school, third grade.
这个见证叫有惊无险。
And this first testimony is with scare, but no danger, no risk.
我相信在座各位弟兄姐妹以及今天与我们一起参加的亲戚朋友。在我们的人生当中，绝对有这种有惊无险的体验，有没有
？I'm sure everyone has experienced
有惊无险
risks where they have not had danger. Is that true？
那我在小学三年级的时候，我是在台湾的北部，台北的城市的一个小小的一个区，叫做北投的这个地方。
So when I was young, I lived in a very small town called Beitou in northern Taiwan, Taipei.
Boaz, 大家都知道。
Some people may know Brother Boaz.
伯仁，我跟他是从小在北投教会长大的。
I grew up with Brother Boaz in Beitou Church in Taiwan, northern Taiwan.
那我们那个时候，这个版本可以用吗？
可以用。
四十几年前啊，这样不是讲述我年龄了吗？啊，伤脑筋。哦，没，那没关系啊。四十几年前哦，因为那个时候大家的生活都很贫穷嘛。
So 40 some years ago, we know that life in Taiwan was very hard.
所以哦，像我们比较没钱的人，都要住在山坡上面。
For those of us who do not were not as well off, we have to live on the mountain slopes.
山坡上面那。山坡上面就是这边有盖房子，这边就是巷子哈，然后这边有盖房子，哦，这个就是从侧面看过去哈，
所以
就人就在那边走。
So you see these dwelling places where the houses will be built here with a path going out on the steep slopes of the hill.
那通常巷子两边应该都是有房子，因为是斜坡，所以这边就没有房子了。
Because the lanes are kind of, there should be homes on both sides of these lanes, but because it's a slope, there will be no homes over here.
然后我们家出来就是有一个小小的矮墙啊。
Now, right outside my home, there is a barrier, a little short retaining wall.
然后矮墙过来呢，就是大概有一层半高的这个整个的这个墙哦，整个往下。往下掉下去这样。
So you can see, after the small low wall in front of the house, it goes down into a steep retaining wall all the way down to the slope.
那我们家前面哈，那边刚好有一棵榕树哦，所以榕树就长在这边，然后它的枝头就往外面长。
Right in front of the low wall in front of my house, there is a palm tree that grew with the leaves extended outward. On top of the low wall.
那你知道，三年级哦，然后又是男孩哦，真是很调皮的时候。
Now, as you know, a boy that is third grade is very naughty.
那个时候没有什么电动玩具，没有钱了哦。
At that time, there's no money for any video games or any other pastimes.
就是到这个野外玩啊，拿那个草来编东西，或者是就爬到树上玩。
So we are always running wild, climbing trees and doing whatever we like, just running around.
那个时候我有一天我就跟几个小朋友在我们家前面有就在这个树上玩。
Now one day, I was hanging off the trees, we're playing with the kids right around there.
因为这个树我站在他前面，我已经熟得不得了。
Because this tree was right in front of my house, so I am so familiar with climbing that tree.
但是有一天哦，不晓得怎么搞的。我就突然从这个树上掉下来了。
Now one day when I was climbing that tree, all of a sudden I was on the branches, but then the branch broke and I fell down all the way down into the deep retaining wall.
那我那时候第一个感觉就觉得屁股好痛。
And the first reaction was my butt really hurt.
那个时候呢，其他小朋友就赶快去叫我妈妈出来。
And at that time, the other kids went to call for my mother.
我妈妈一听到这个事情的时候，就一直喊哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
And when my mom heard that I fell, she kept saying, crying out loudly, "Hallelujah, Hallelujah!"
然后她就从旁边绕到这个下面来看我。
So she quickly ran down to the slopes to see if she could find me.
结果她看到我以后，喊哈利路亚喊得更大声。
And when she saw me, she said, "Hallelujah!" even louder, and she cried even more, "Hallelujah!"
因为这个下面有很多很长的杂草。
Because at the bottom of that slope where I fell, there was a lot of long grass.
但是这个杂草里面居然有很多很尖锐的大大小小的石头。
Now in all these grass that was growing among them, there was a lot of sharp, pointy thorns and rocks.
因为这个下面从前是一个饭店，后来整个被拆掉了。
Because it was actually a dilapidated former restaurant that was leveled.
然后所以那个从前在台湾都是用那个水泥墙盖，所以打掉以后那个很就是很尖锐的那些水泥跟石头 都在下面。
So on the bottom, there's a lot of actually a lot of jagged concrete debris left over from the former restaurant.
结果很奇妙的时候，我居然哦掉在，也不晓得怎么搞的，这个几个石头这样排成一个圈圈，我刚好掉在这个石头的圈圈里面。
Now amazingly, miraculously, I actually fell in the middle of a circle of stone, so I was not harmed.
然后旁边我都有很多很尖锐的石头。
And right around me, all around me, there's a lot of dangerous and jagged edges.
那在那个时候，我的当下直觉屁股好痛。
The only feeling I had that time was that my bottom really hurts.
那我的感觉就是哦，好险，没怎么样。
And then all I could think was that, oh, thank God, I'm okay.
但是我妈妈却跟我讲说，哇，就是神很大的神迹啊。
But then my mom said, you know, this is such a big miracle of God.
如果你今天不是屁股着地啊。
Today, if your butt did not land first.
如果你今天是头着地撞到尖锐的石头，我看你这个命就没了。
If today your head smashed into the jagged edges of those concrete debris, then you would have died already.
就算你屁股先逃，屁股先着地。
Now even if your bottom fell first.
碰到尖锐石头，我看也要去缝，也要去缝很多针。
And if you were to hit these jagged edges, then you probably have to have a lot of stitches too.
搞不好也有残废的可能。
Maybe you would be paralyzed.
但是那时候我妈妈跟我讲说，啊，这个是见证哦。
And then my mom said, you know, this is a testimony.
因为我那时候感觉，我虽然从小一生出来没有多久就接受洗礼。
When I was born, I was quickly baptized in Trudy's church.
但是我的信仰哦，就是天上的神是我爸爸妈妈的神。
But I've always treated the God Father in heaven as only the God of my father and mother, not mine.
所以虽然神哦在我身上发生这么大的神迹，但是呢，就是几乎可以，如果讲严重点，生跟死的这个。神迹，但是我一点感觉都没有。
And so even though God saved me in life and death, he, to me, I did not recognize that he was my God and Savior, but as a matter of fact, only the Savior and God of my parents.
但是对我妈妈来讲，哇，这个是神在我身上显出非常大的神迹。
So I didn't feel anything about it, but to my mom, it was a great miracle for her.
那我相信在座的各位的亲戚朋友。
Now all the friends here, I'm sure,
我相信你们在你们的人生当中绝对有这种有惊无险的一些经历。
I'm sure you have experienced many times when there are dangers, but you did not face any ultimate risk.
现在 YouTube 很发达，你在网络上可以看到各式各样的 video.
You can see so many scary videos on YouTube.
有的人把那种惊险一瞬间的 video 把它集合在一起。我不知道大家有没有看过，就是车子快要撞到他，结果一开过去，哎，这个人没事。
And you can see videos that of collages of risky situations, but that did not end up in danger.
所以有惊无险这个事情不单单发生在真耶稣教会。
And so these miracles where you see the risks, but you don't fall into the danger, not only happens in Trinity Church, but also everywhere.
任何一个宗，那个你不管信任何一个宗教，都会发生有惊无险的事情。
So no matter what religion you believe in, you will always experience times when you've been saved from the edge of danger.
前一阵子非常有名的一件事，就是在泰国哦，有十几位的那个少年足球队被困在这个山洞里面，我不知道大家有没有听过。
Recently,
非常危险。
Thailand, there was a soccer team that was stranded in a hole.
几乎很多人认为他们已经没有忘了九天嘞，九天不可能啊。
They were stranded for 9 days. Many people thought they would have died.
那我们知道泰国主要是信奉什么教
？And we know in Thailand, what is their primary religion?
佛教是不是
？Which is Buddhism？
各式各样的佛教。
A lot of different Buddhism。
所以在当时这九天当中，有多少的人哦为他们祈福啊
？During this time, so many people pray for them。
哦，结果哇，奇迹似的，全部都生还了。
And miraculously, all 9 of them survived。
这个是不是对于他们所信的宗教是一个很大很大的见证，是不是
？So this was like a testimony for their religion of Buddhism。
是还是不是
？Yes or not？ Yes or no？
是吗？如果我
Yes。
如果我今天是佛教
，So today if I was a Buddhist，
哦， 天天向我的佛祖求啊，让他们能够平安来。如果我的小孩在里面，哇，求得更厉害啊。
Then if I was a Buddhist, I would pray so hard for my children to be saved, right?
哇，结果平安出来，哇，佛祖显灵啊，是不是？
I was so glad that if they were to come out and survive safely.
所以每一个宗教，我相信每一个宗教都有这种神，不是神迹，就是有。都有这种很奇妙的事情发生。
And so there's always a lot of miraculous things that you will see around us in different religions.
但是、如果大家手上有这个圣经、我们来看一节圣经、
But I like to direct you to a verse in the Bible.
如果没有的话，我念给大家听哦。使徒行传哦。
Turn to Acts, Book of Acts.
我们来看一下，如果有圣经，我们来看一下使徒行传第。17章
Chapter 17 Acts chapter 17 There's more Bibles in the back there
没有关系我又念了、第17章、28节
Chapter 17 verse 28
他、这边说我们生活动作存留都在乎他
It says therefore since we are the offspring of God
Wait, okay为什么我世界上所有人哦，不管你有宗教没有宗教哦，一定会有在生活上体验到这种有惊无险的事情。
For in Him we live and move and have our being, so actually in our life we will face many dangers and be able to come out safely.
那如果你有宗教的话，你一定会觉得我所信的宗教是真的，因为看我没事、啊。
And if you were a person of faith, you will definitely believe in your own faith even more because you experienced this rescue in your life.
但是我今天没有在批评任何的宗教，请大家不要误会。
But today I'm not here to criticize any religion, so please do not misunderstand me.
我并不是因为我是基督教会的信徒，我就追捧我们所信的这个真神。
Today is not because I'm a True Jesus Church member, so I am trying to proclaim only about the God of the True Jesus Church.
我们所有事情也都要合理，大家才能够真正的接受。
In everything, we need to be rational and to consider logic.
Sorry, 所以他说我们的生活动作存留，就是我们生活上哦所有的事情哦。都是神在安排的。
But this verse says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being," which means that everything that we happens in our life, it is by the will of God.
好，我们再翻开那个马太福音第十章哦。
Let's then turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章二十九节。
Verse 29.
二十九节里面说，两个麻雀哦，在耶稣的在主耶稣的时候是卖一分银子。
Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin?
然后，但是哦，若是你们的父不允许的话
，And not one of them falls to the ground.
一个也不能掉下来。
Apart from your father's will.
这个代表什么
？So what does this mean to us today?
代表如果。天上的父哦，如果他不让这个麻雀掉下来，他就不会掉下来。
If our heavenly Father is not His will for the sparrows to fall, they will never fall.
哦，所以从这个圣经哦，我们可以知道，事实上我们每一个不管有信主没信主的人哦，在我们的人生经历上哦，都会遇到很惊险，但是没有危险的事情。
So many of us will face times in our life where we have dangerous moments that we have survived.
为什么
？Why is it？
为什么会有这种事情发生呢
？Why is it that these things happen in our lives？
我们来看一下，这个约翰福音第三章哦。
Let's turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
福音，神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
十六节。
不 抱歉，那个三章十六节有说，神爱世人。
For God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
That he gave his only begotten son,
叫一切信他的。
That whoever believeth in him,
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Should not perish, but have everlasting life.
为什么神会让所有有信没信的人会有这样的体验？
Why is it that God will allow everyone to experience times of safety, moments of danger?
有两个原因啊。
There's two reasons.
第一个就是第一句，神爱世人。
The first word here says that God so loved the world.
他这边没有讲说神爱真耶稣教会的人，没有。
This does not say only the members of True Jesus Church does God love.
或者神爱基督徒啊，没有。
It doesn't say that only God loves the Christians.
神爱全世界的。
But God so loved the whole world.
哦，所以呢，所以全世界的人哦，在他一生当中哦，绝对会有这种遇到危险哦，但是被这个拯救的这个经验。
So whole world will experience times when they have survived calamities.
但是呢，但是如果那个人他有忠孝信仰的话，一定会把这个功劳归给他所信仰的。
However, the people who have experienced these miraculous events will always attribute it to the God of their choice.
好，那现在哦，全世界有很多不同的宗教。
So then we ask the question: Today in this world, there are so many different religions.
有几个比较大家知道的宗教，第一个就是。佛教啊，就是我们中国人信最多的。
So major religions are Buddhism, which is a lot of what we Asians believe in.
事实上，佛教很好啊。
Actually, Buddhism is good.
劝人向善啊。
It tells people to act out of kindness and mercy.
不要跟人家争啊。
To conduct themselves with morals and not to fight with others.
佛教的教主叫什么名字
？And what is the teacher?Religious teacher of Buddhism,
founder,
the founder,
是不是？好，佛教的 founder 叫谁？啊
？Who's the founder of Buddhism?
Yeah, 释迦牟尼对不对？是吗？是不是？是不是释迦牟尼？是不是？还是谁？是哈，谢谢你。还是有错的啊？有吗？
没有。
佛教的教主叫释迦，是他创造释迦牟尼。
So, Buddhism has a founder.
如果我有讲任何错误的地方，可不可以麻烦请你一定要跟我讲。
So if I said something wrong, please correct me.
那然后再就是什么？现在是这个伊斯兰教，规模也很大。
Tama. So there's also the Islamic religion.
他的founder 是谁？他的教主是谁？
What is his what is the founder of Muslim religion?
属于那边的人最喜欢取的名字，名字最多的了。啊，穆罕默德最喜欢取的。
Mohammed.
只要取这个名字哦
，Prophet Mohammed，
感觉就有点圣洁了。哦，那穆罕默德是这个伊斯兰教的教主。
So Mohammed was the founder of Muslim religion.
事实上他们的教育都很好。
Of Islam, and so they had very good education.
但是我们想想一个问题哦，人哦，人，人一生最重要的是什么？
But let's think of a question. What is the most important thing in a person's life?
人一生最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing in our life today?
是什么？人一生最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing that we should consider in this life?
啊，年纪越大，感觉越深啊。
The older we are, the more we understand this profound question.
啊，什么？啊？啊？健康跟平安。
Healthy life.
为什么要健康平安？
Why do we want to have a healthy life?
啊？为什么要健康？
Why do we need to have a healthy life? Why?
啊？为什么要健康？不健康很难受，对不对？哦，是不是
？Because it's very uncomfortable to be sick.
好，那有健康跟没健康就是好过跟不好过。
If you have health And if you don't have good health, the difference is your life is good or life is not so good.
那如果你一直都不好过的话，你觉得这个人生有没有意思？
And if you don't have a good life, is it worth it to live? Then it's very difficult, very painful to live.
非常痛苦，所以平安也是一样，人都希望能够平平安安过的一生。
So everyone hopes that they can have peaceful and healthy lives.
然后现在的所有的这些这个营养食品哦，什么花招这些哦，都是要让我们越活越什么，越活越久嘛，是不是
？Everyone is so into health food because they want to be able to survive longer in their lives.
所以人哦，人最重要的就是生命能够活多久，是不是
？For a man, it's really the most important thing is to be able to extend our lives.
所以我们年纪越大，就越想要能够活久一点，看到我的孙子，再看到我的孙子的儿子。
The older we are, the more we want to be able to live and to survive, to see our grandchildren or our great-grandchildren.
最好长生不老
了。We can live forever is the best.
我们知道我们中国人谁秦始皇就是要长生不老，到最后还是没办法。
The Chinese emperor in the past has always sought for exilor to be able to survive for eternity.
所以我想请教佛教的创始人这个释迦牟尼他有没有死掉？他有没有离开这个世界？有没有？
So question is the founder of Buddhism, Siddhartha Gautama, did he die?
有吗？哈，有。
Yes, he died.
那他死了以后有没有复活？
After he died, did he resurrect?
有没有？
Did he resurrect?
Sorry, 现在网络很发达。
And the web now is so advanced.
有任何问题上网一查就有了啦。
If you have any question, you can just Google it.
佛教的精神非常好
，and the Buddhism has a very good mentality.
但是很可惜哦，他没有办法解决他自己的生命。
But unfortunately, this founder cannot even solve his life and death matter.
所以他死了以后，不管是轮回或任何的这个学说，他没有办法证明。
He cannot overcome his death, and so he makes try to explain it through reincarnation or other theories, but there is no proof that he can extend his life beyond his current life.
我想你要讲这个释迦牟尼，他有没有办法证明他的学说说死后有轮回人一直在轮回，有没有办法证明
？So Buddhism cannot prove that reincarnation is true and that you're able to continue to survive.
如果我们到网络去查没有办法证明。
If you Google it, there is no such proof that is true.
那伊斯兰教也是一样
And same with Islamic religion.
Muhammad 死了没？
Did Prophet Muhammad die?
死了吗？
Yes, he did.
如果他今天没死的话，大家都会吓一跳。
If he didn't die and he's still living today, then everyone will be very shocked.
已经死了。
But he also died.
但是他死了以后，他有没有办法来证明他所说的这个宗教的教义是对？是真的。
And when he died, can he prove that?His faith is true, and that it will bring people to heaven.
但是我再强调一点，所有的宗教几乎所有的宗教，事实上都是劝人为善，要往好的、光明的方面来走。
So, like these two religions, all the religions of the world is to teach humanity to learn to conduct morally and to be kind to others.
让我们的人生能够做好事、行善事。
So that we can be good and kind people in this world.
但是做好事、行善事有爱心跟能不能解决我们死的问题是两回事
But whether or not we can be good people and to be kind to others does not really affect our eternal life.
世界上有很多好人
Because in this world there are so many good people.
但是我们今天要找，就是要找到一位真正能够解决我们生命的这个主。
But being a good person cannot guarantee that we will have eternal life. And that is why today we need to search for the God who can truly solve our problem of death.
所以我先不讲我们真耶稣教会所信的神是真正可以救我们的。我现在先不讲。
So right now I don't want to first claim that the God that we worship in Trinity Church is the only one who can do this.
因为这有点先入为主的观念
Who can overcome death? Because then that sounds like I'm just very opinionated.
如果我们有兴趣有时间去查考的话
，But if we continue to come to Trinity Church and to study the truth,
没有一个宗教 的 founder 的这个创始人有办法来用他自己来证明他所说的这个教义是真的。
There is no other religion that can prove through its own founder that he has overcome death or he can resurrect.
请大家不要搞混好的跟真的一不一样，不一样。
So we need to distinguish between what is good and what is truth.
我们时常就选择这个好，对我这一生来讲好的，这样就够了。
Many times we just try to consider if this is good, then we accept it.
但是既然我们一生只有一回没有，就是过去我二十岁的那个时间已经再也回不来了。
But as our life continues to pass by, we can never go back again.
所以我们今天，我们这一生只有一回要找，不单单是要找到好的，还要找到真的。
So today we really need to seek, not just what is good, but what is really true.
所以基督教的很多人都称主耶稣是基督教的教主，事实上是错的。
Many Christians claim that the founder of Christian religion is
教主，很多人称这个主耶稣是基督教的 founder.
So they claim that they said Jesus Christ is the founder of Christianity.
这个是错的。
This is mistake.
为什么错的
？Why?
刚刚我们就看到这个约翰福音第三章第十六节。
We see in John chapter 3 verse 16.
接下来第十七节。
Verse
17. 因为神差他的儿子降世。
For God did not send his son into the world.
不是要定世人的罪。
To condemn the world.
乃是要叫世人因他得救。
But that the world through him might be saved.
所以他不是教主。
So he is not the founder.
他是救主。
He is the savior.
救主跟教主有什么不同？
What is the difference between founder and savior?
在人看来都是人啊，是不是？
In man's eyes, they're all man.
会不会死啊？
Will they die?
主耶稣会不会死？
Will Jesus Christ die?
会不会？主耶稣会不会死啊？各位弟兄，各位弟兄姐妹，怀疑耶，主耶稣不会死哦。主耶稣会不会死？会死啊，各位弟兄姐妹。
Jesus Christ, yes, he can die. He did die.
钉在十字架上死了没？
When he was crucified and crossed, did he not die?
死了没？
Yes,
死了啊。
he did.
不要，真的死掉了。
He truly died.
重点不是他死掉。
So it's not that he did not die. He did die.
重点是他。在死之前预言说他死后三天会复活。
The emphasis is that before he died, he prophesied that he will resurrect on the third day.
我们来看一下马太福音第十六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章二十一节。
Matthew 16 verse 21.
他说：“从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士。”许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things from elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day.
有没有任何的一个宗教的教主说：“我先预言我死后一定会复活。”有没有
？Is there any founder of any religion that claims that after I die I will resurrect？
我再次。跟各位解释，我没有意思来批评任何的宗教，没有，事实上任何宗教都很好。
There's no such founder ever dare to lay that claim, and I'm not criticizing other religions.
我再次强调
，But I'm stating a fact.
再强调，我们要找不是要找只是好的，要找是什么？是真的，是能够真的得救。
So today we want to seek that which is true, not just what sounds good.
所以主耶稣三天以后有没有复活？
So did Jesus Christ in fact resurrect on the third day?
有复活了。
Yes, he did resurrect from his death.
然后呢？然后在几百个人的见证之下，就是经过四十天以后，在几百个人的见证之下，升天了。
He resurrected for 40 days and the witness of hundreds of people, and then at the end of 40 days, he ascended to heaven.
我们在座有很多第一次来的是不是？
We have some here who are first time coming to this church.
他们会觉得我在讲天方夜谭。
You may think what I'm saying is not true.
可能我的那个迪士尼卡通看太多了。
Maybe I'm just talking about myth or fable.
哎呦，帮帮忙哦！死掉三天都臭掉，怎么还会复活给大家看？不可能啊！
So it is not possible for a person to resurrect after they died.
那我们刚刚讲那么多，都是从哪里出来？都是从这本圣经出来的。
So whatever we have spoken about is all from this Bible.、
哦、那有人就会问我。
So some people may ask me.
啊，这本圣经跟一般童话故事不是一样吗
？So doesn't this Bible seems like mythology?
红海会分开，你别开玩笑。
It states the miracle of how the Red Sea was parted.、
啊、有人丢到这个狮子坑里面，居然没事，你不要骗我。
A person was thrown into a lion's den, yet God protected him from death.
被推到烈火的火炉里面，烧的连灰都没有，结果三个人一起出来，没事啊。
Three people were thrown into a burning oven, but they were saved.
是不是童话故事？是不是？
So is this mythology?
是不是？我在这边跟 Lina 比较熟，因为她从前都是 Garden Grove 的，是不是童话故事？为什么不是童话故事？不可能啊！
Is this a fable? No, it's not.
如果你走到火里面，如果有那个有可能完全这样跑出来吗
？If you go into fire, would you be able to survive it?
有可能哦，这么厉害啊！啊，像那个大卫魔术吗？这本圣经为什么你说不是童话故事、啊、
So why is it that we believe today this is not a fable?
不可思议的事情，现在没有人这样子做、啊。
So how is it that these things, miracles that are recorded in Bible are true? How do we know that they are true?
我们手上都有这本圣经啊。为什么这本圣经不是童话故事、啊、
？So how do we know that it is not a fable?、
哦、如果我是不信的
，So today if I do not believe,
我就说啊。你都是从这本圣经出来，这本圣经就是，你怎么证明这个圣经是真的
？So today, how do I prove to you that this Bible is really real?
你有看过主耶稣钉十字架吗
？Have you ever seen that Jesus Christ crucified on cross?
有谁看过主耶稣在
？Anyone seen personally that Jesus Christ was crucified on cross?
有谁看过主耶稣复活
？Anyone seen witness that Jesus Christ resurrected?
有谁看过那个摩西把红海分开
？Anyone seen that the Red Sea parted?
啊、对对对，好，要，对，好、哦，所以，
大部分都是基督徒在这里，所以
哦，是哦，是哦，好，因为没有，好，所以这本圣经为什么是真的，就是因为有圣灵。
This Bible is true today because we have the Holy Spirit that proves that this is true.
用圣灵来证明我们今天所信的。这里面所讲的每一字每一句都是真的。
So the Holy Spirit is what proves to us that truly God's presence is here and that every word in this Bible is real.
所以真耶稣教会最宝贵的就是圣灵。
And so the most precious thing in True Jesus Church is Holy Spirit.
所以很感谢主，今天我们亲戚朋友来到我们教会。
So we really am so glad that our friends come to church today.、
哦、不要付什么钱，什么都不用了。
You don't need to pay any money to receive this free gospel.、哦、
你连这个字会不会认都不重要了。
Whether or not you can really read, it doesn't matter.
如果你懂得会祷告
If you know how to pray,
借着用着神的方式来祷告
Pray in accordance with the way, the method that is taught in the Bible.
神一定会让我们体验到他
God will surely let you experience him in your prayer.
就是让我们得到圣灵
He will truly give you his Holy Spirit.
这个就是真正神的见证
And this is Holy Spirit is truly the witness and testimony of God.
所以我们今天这一生哦，很重要，就是要抓到真正的神。
And so today we need to grasp hold of God, this true God.
所以我很感谢神哦，过去这九个月哦，我体验到很多神给我真正的很多很宝贵的见证。
So I wanted to share with you that these 9 months I've experienced so many wonderful testimonies of God.
我就讲最近发生的两件小事情。
So recently, two things that happened to me.
有一次我在洗衣服。
One time when I was washing my clothes.
洗到一半，怎么？这个洗衣机下面水就开始漏出来了。
And water started to pour out and flood from underneath my laundry machine.、
哦、我的脸三条线就下来，什么洗 洗衣机会有水跑出来啊。
And I was so shocked. Why would water come spilling forth from the washing machine?
赶快拿大毛巾哦，在下面铺着。
So I put the towel and tried to damp it.
同时我就跪在那边哦，开始向神祷告。
So I knelt down immediately right there and started to pray in spirit.
神啊，求你帮帮我。
And the Holy Spirit, and I asked God, please help me.
洗衣机漏水很麻烦啊。
That if the water, torrent of water come out from the laundry machine, it's going to be a big problem.
要换洗要换这个洗衣机，要去花时间找，哇，很头痛啊。
Spend a lot of time to shop for a new laundry machine and change it and repair.
神啊，求你救救我，帮帮我。
And so I pleaded to God, God, please save me, help me.
五分钟以后
，After 5 minutes,
这水就不流了。
The water stopped flowing.
那水不流，我想可能刚好幸运吧。
And then I thought I was very lucky.
哦，然后呢？然后既然水不流了
，And since water was no longer flowing，
我就在那天的晚上跟隔天的早上，我就特别为这个洗衣机，可能大家会觉得这很小事，但是特别为洗衣机来祷告。
And that night and the next day, I kept praying for this laundry machine. And for some people, you may think it's just a minor matter.
很感谢神啊，结果第二次再洗的时候不会漏水了。
But really, thank God, the next cycle washing, there was no water to came forth.
到今天为止没有再漏。
Even to today, it did not leak anymore.
另外一个小见证啊。
Another small testimony.
有时候我会被那个星期五晚上被安排到这个那个伯恩教会去。
Sometimes I may be assigned to go preach in True Jesus Church in Bowen Park.
哦，那从我们家到伯恩家是往北走，所以星期五。那个五点六点七点是最塞车的时候。
And when I'm driving there from 5 to 7, this is the most heavy traffic time.
有好几次，我每次看哦，看那个 traffic， 就是这个塞的那个地图哦，都是红的，有的时候是深红色。
I can see that on the GPS that it's all red, and for my entire route to go to Bowen Park is going to be impossible.
哦，有时候看。一看到心里就很紧张啊。
And when I see all these red lines, I know that I become very tense and nervous.
很怕迟到。
I'm very afraid I'm going to be late for a sermon.
所以就心里一直迫切祷告。
So I will pray so hard in my heart.
但是没有办法，就是一定要走，就不然如果是走 local 的话，可能时间会来不及。
And if I were to go local, I still cannot reach that location in time from my home.
所以我虽然眼睛。张开哦，这样在开车哦，在心里一直迫切祷告。
And so even though my eyes are open, but I'm still praying so hard in my heart.
很奇妙。
And miraculously,
我看到那个深红色的那一段，我当我到的时候啊。
And when I arrive, the moment I arrive,
没什么车。
I see that there's almost no cars.
怎么可能？我在拿我手机看啊。
How is that possible? Because I'm looking at my phone, my cell phone.
那是 live， 我们大家都知道。
It's live. The live shows a lot of traffic.
深红色。
It's deep red. Bright red.
旁边没什么车。
Yet when I'm driving, there's no cars at all.
感谢神，让我很顺利的就到了教会。
And very wonderfully, God allowed me to drive very safely and smoothly to church.
结果我有一次很顺利到了教会，很感谢神。
And one time I reached there so smoothly and peacefully, and thank God.
就我在装我的这个电脑的时候啊。
And so when I was installing my laptop.
完蛋，我的电源线忘了带了。
I forgot my plug for my laptop.
我想不可能，我每次都是检查的好好的。
I know that this is impossible because I always double check what I bring.
想来想去，到车上找了半天没有啊。
So I went to my car and searched for the wire everywhere.
啊，我那个电脑又。那个又是很旧型的
，and my laptop is really old。
很旧型的那个，虽然是苹果的、哦，那个很旧型，几乎现在大家都很少人在用了。
And so it's a very old Mac. Most people don't use this computer anymore.
又是星期五晚上，那个时候已经6:50，快要七点了。
And it was Friday night, ready for service. It was already 6:50 or 7 o'clock.
那是心里。一直祷告，完蛋，怎么办
？I was so nervous. I kept praying my heart. What do I do?
心里一直祷告、啊。
I kept praying to God for help.
后来我就去问一位姐妹啊。
And then I went to ask a sister.
说，哎，请问你们这边有没有人在用那个苹果的那个 laptop 那个 笔记型电脑。
Does anyone here use a this old type of Mac？
结果那个姐妹说，我刚好有一台这个苹果的笔记型电脑。
And she said, "Oh, I happen to have this same computer."
但是我刚才说我的是古董级的，不是现在的。
Mine is really archaic, not the current model.
我们知道那个插头是不一样的。
We know that with every generation of the laptop, they have different type of plugs.
那个姐妹说，那我去看看好。
And she said, "Let me go see my laptop."
感谢主。
Really thank God.
她也用古董了。
She also uses the same ancient type of laptop. Same as me.
哦，我那时候我心里真的感谢主了。
And that time I was so amazed and so thankful to God.
不可能，这那位姐妹算是个青年，青年大家都知道要用最新最好的。
Everyone knows that all youth would like to use the latest current model of laptops. They wouldn't be using such an old type.
哦，感谢主。
So I was so grateful to God.
我一看到这个，神啊，这个就是你要让我忘记带我的这个电源线所得来的这个，给我一个新的见证。
I said, God, you just wanted to give me a testimony of how wonderful you are. You wanted to give me experience of how you provide, even though when I forget my plug.
上一次那个 Kenyan Fire， 我们这边有一些信徒也有一些遭受到一些波折了。
There was a Kenyan Fire recently in this area, and some of our members may have been exposed.
我们家也蛮惨的。
Did any family get affected by the fire in the canyons？
我在这边有没有做过见证？
没有。
OK， 那个 Kenyan Fire 那时候有烧到。
So the canyon fires had already reached my home.
哦，然后那个神哦，我先讲答案了。神两次哦，转风向。
And two times God has turned the fire away from my house.
哦，我们家哦，这个是路啊，我们家刚好是住在这边。
So my house is right in the corner of these two intersecting roads.
那我们家是一个死巷子啊。
And so it's a dead end. It's a cul-de-sac.
哦，所以这边这边都是房子。
And so there's homes all around this cul-de-sac.
那个时候我就留在家里。
So I stayed in the home even though it was under danger of fire.
家人都走了。
And all the family has left and evacuated.
因为有很多时候是因为那些火的苗哦会飘到你家，如果没有人在的话，那个火苗会把你的。就是比较容易把你的房子烧起来。
Because under the Great Canyon Fire, sometimes the sparks will fly, and if it flies onto your roof, then your house may become on fire. So the whole area was evacuated.
然后那个时候很浓的烟哦，就从这边飘过来。
And a very heavy smoke started to invade the home.
然后那个洒水的直升机，我们大家都有看过，洒水直升机飞得很低，大概就是跟我们天花板再高一点点的这个高度，这样子飞来飞去。
And helicopters was flying so low, almost as the height of the ceiling, because it's trying to pour water on the fire.
对，然后它的 pour water， 它的 water 就从这边开始，就是铺在这个。
So the helicopter flew really low to try to pour water on the house in the cul-de-sac.
哦，代表这个火已经离我们家很近了。
Which meant that the fire was very close to my home.
那个时候我就拼命，就是跪下来就拼命向神祷告。
I was all alone in the house, so I knelt there and I prayed to God very hard.
然后我也用 text 哦，请我们教会的祷告组也帮忙祷告。
And then I text for the people of the church to pray for me also.
然后但是因为那时候火太大，那个消防车根本都不够用。
Now the fire was so great that there was not enough firefighters to fight the fire.
那结果祷告大概有十几分钟以后。
And after I prayed for 10-some minutes.
然后奇怪，突然这个风这个风就从这边吹过来。
All of a sudden, the wind started to blow in this direction.
所以那个烟哦，就往这边吹回去了。
So the smoke was driven back.
我想哦，感谢主，终于走了。
And I was so amazed. I said, "Thank God."
没有
，God has turned away the fire.
结果没有过一下子。
And after a little while,
那个火又从这边烧过来了。
But then the fire came again in this direction.
结果呢，很 结果很奇妙哦。
Tour my house, and so very miraculously,
在五分钟之内啊
，within 5 minutes,
有五辆那个大的 fire truck 哦，那个消防车哦，就停在我们家旁边，五辆五辆。
There were fire trucks that just came, and parked right in front of my house.
如果大家都还记得那个时候火势很大，那个消防车根本都不够用啊。
And at that time, as you know, recently there was almost not enough fire trucks to go around.
那烟哦就往这边吹了，结果五分钟之内五台 fire truck 就在那边 stand by， 就在等着。如果火烧的近的时候，他们就要开始有动作。
So these fire trucks were standing by right in front of my house in case that sparks started to fly.
所以那个时候我就一样继续跪下来向神祷告。
So I continued to pray very hard and to kneel there praying to God.
我想神是创造宇宙万物的神哦，他一定有他的旨意的。
And I know that God, you are the creator of heaven and earth. You know what you're doing.
我就把这一切交托给他。
I entrust all these things to you.
结果，大概过了大概三四十分钟以后。
And after 30-40 minutes of prayer,
这些消防车一个一个慢慢走。
Then slowly, all these fire trucks, one by one, they left.
结果我问他们，结果他们说这个风哦。往南边吹，很抱歉，可能就吹到二排这边来了。
And then the news came that the wind changed directions and it started to blow instead of north. And they went away from my house but blew south.
我想吹到Irvine也是神让我们有更有能够做见证的机会了。
So it blew toward Irvine's direction, surely for Irvine to have testimonies as well.
感谢神哦，神哦，在事实上，我有很多很多在今年我就有很多很多的见证。
And truly, I have so many testimonies like this simply in just the year of 2018.
所以，这个让我在生活上，能够从小事情哦，让我感觉到神一直跟我同在。
And so through these small testimonies, I can constantly sense that God is abiding with me.
哦，就还有一点时间，我来做我妈妈这个前几天所发生的事情。
I want to testify what happened to my mother just a few days ago.
我妈妈有严重的老人失智症。
My mother has a very severe Alzheimer's disease.
所以她可能她连我都不认识了。
She does not recognize me anymore.
那前几天早上起来的时候，她嘴巴没办法合起来。
And then a few days ago, when she awoke, she cannot open her mouth.
我奇怪怎么没有办法合起来。
Why is it that her mouth cannot close?
就后来发现她的下巴掉下来了。
Found that her jaw dropped.
掉下来，然后她也不会痛啊。
Even though her mouth cannot close and her jaw dropped, she did not have any pain.
那我们本来是想说，带她去那个Urgent care， 看看是不是能够把它装上去。
We thought that maybe we'll take her to urgent care and to reattach her jaw。
结果都没办法。
But they were not able to do that urgent care。
那所以就要送急诊。
So we sent her to emergency。
但是送急诊，我们很担心的一件事就是这个大部分的医院哦，碰到像我妈妈这种病人哦，几乎都要让她住院。
So if they saw my mother, they would just hospitalize her。
因为我们都知道，年纪越大的人哦，不管是血压各方面哦，就是有时候会不稳啊。
Because for someone who's so elderly, a lot of times they need to hospitalize to make the whole process easier.
那我妈妈也有这个心律不整的问题。
So my mother also has a palpitating heart.
所以几乎每次如果要送药的话，这个几乎医院都一定要叫她住院。
So every time that she goes to emergency room, they always force her to stay in the hospital.
住院就很麻烦了。
But if she has to stay in the hospital, then we face other concerns.
当然，我们就是二十四小时轮班要陪在她，因为她没有办法表达她自己。
Because then 24 hours, our family will have to stand around the clock to take care of her because no one will understand her needs are.
更难受了，我妈妈待在医院里又是这个针刺来刺去很痛的。
And then my mother hates to have needles to be inserted in her right and left.
有时候看到那个。护理师因为我妈 的那个血管很细找不到血管 刺来刺去她看了心里很痛、啊。
Because my mother has very small veins, so a lot of times when you're trying to get an IV, they have to attempt to poke her so many times and really hurts her.
然后医院的冷气 我们都知道很强啊。
And we know that in the hospital is so cold.
每次住医院哦，我妈都冷得要命，这样给她盖。给他盖很多，就是很不方便，很不舒服。
So my mother really hates the hospital and staying there because it's too cold for her and it's very painful for her to stay there.
所以在这个前几天，我要送他到这个急诊路上，我心里一直向神祷告。
So a few days ago, when we were ready to send her to emergency room, I kept praying so hard to God in my heart.
求主能够让这个医院只要把他的下巴。装回去就好了。
I asked that the hospital do no more than just to reattach her jaw and leave her be.
因为她的平常的生活健康状态都还算是蛮稳定的。
Because her health is actually quite good.
所以那时候我就一直祷告，从开车然后送她到这个急诊室里面，心里一直在祷告。
So I kept praying so hard in my heart from the time that we left our house all the way to the hospital.
进去我们都知道，要开始量血压什么。
Once she was admitted to the hospital, they started to measure and take her measurements and blood pressure.
我心里向神祷告，神啊，求你让她有一个好的数字。
And I said, God, please give her a good number.
不然哦，医院哦，一定说啊，这个数字有一点高。住院观察两天再说了。
Otherwise, then the hospital is going to say, "Oh, she had her numbers off the chart. She needs to be hospitalized."
我就一直向神祷告。
So I kept praying to God really hard.
感谢神啊，她到了医院了、啊。
Thank God, when she arrived at the hospital,
所测的、哦、几乎都很正常。
And she was really fine and normal.
然后呢，那结果这个医院呢、啊，他就只针对她的下巴、哦、照 X 光啊什么的。
So the hospital took X-rays of her jaw.
然后他也没有再抽血量，因为量的初步的数据很正常，他说啊，那这个抽血就不用了。
Since all her numbers were healthy, normal, they didn't take any blood.
就感谢神，结果他们就是把他的下巴装回去。
And they just reattach her jaw.
哦，虽然哦，这个在一般人来讲，这个没有什么大不了的事。
And some people may think this is a no big deal.
但是这个对我来说，这是。神给我一个很大的体验。
But to me, this is indeed a great miracle for me.
我在想，在一个根本不会讲话的病人当中，神还在他的身上能够显出他的荣耀出来。
And even for someone who cannot speak or talk, God can show His miracle in this person's life.
很抱歉，因为我刚刚有点会错语哦，讲了太多大家不想听的东西。
Sorry, I kind of got off topic.
如果下次如果有机会，我再与大家一起分享。今年我从神那边领受的很多的恩典哦。
So there's other testimonies I like to share about life. 你要十分讲一点没关系。
啊，没关系，因为已经8:20了。
有，
如果下次有机会，
要讲一
点，因为不要让他到时候太晚回家也不好意思。
OK。
好，那我今天就简短在这边见证到此。
So thank God, I just finished my testimony here.
我再强调一点哦，希望今天来参加的亲戚朋友们哦。
So I wanted to emphasize for the friends who have come here today.
所有的宗教都是好的。
All the religions are good.
希望我们不要只是找好的。
But let's not search only for the good.
一定要找真的。
We need to search for the
truth. 而且要找到这个真的是可以救我们的生命。
And search for the one that can truly save our eternal life.
因为我们生命只有一回啊，没有两回了。
Because our life, we only have one life to live.
希望能够继续跟我们一起来查考这个真正。可以从圣灵得到证明的这个真理。
And that we can continue to pursue the truth through the Holy Spirit.
在我们的生活上一定会体验到他的。
And we can continue to experience Him in our life.
愿一切荣耀尊贵都归于天上的真神。
May all glory be unto our Heavenly Father.
不好意思啊，对不起。
Thank God for the wonderful testimony.
Thank God. 感谢神我们美好的见证。
Thank God for the wonderful testimony. And actually, right now we are going to use the next, next 25 minutes for gathering questions you might have regarding Solomon's testimony or any of the beliefs, our church beliefs.
So we're just going to really have Q&A. We're just going to collect a question and answer them back.
Okay.
And then maybe questions.
Okay, so we're going to have a Q&A session right now.
And we're going to have, 我们现在要有一个问答的时候。
Okay, so we will have Deacon Kuo come up and lead the question and answer session.
我们要请郭执事来带我们这个问答的，还有
And then we'll write, and after that, we'll go right to the message.
然后他的就是他的讲道，简短的讲道。